Apes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Sam fucked up.
She really did.
She fucked up. Look at this.
She had one job to do. And
one. Look, I'm not one to you know, rag on Sam here, but she fucked up.
I mean, the proof is in the pudding here.
We have pudding?
Yes.
You know what else we have? Breakfast dumplings.
Breakfast dumpling.
Breakfast dumpling.
Wild and free.
Doom, 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 doom.
It is so tasty. Just wait and you'll see.
It's in the microwave for you and me. Boom, 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 boom.
Very good.
Yeah.
We rehearsed that for hours, people.
Hours. There's even a dance number you couldn't see.
That's right. So many spirit fingers flying around.
Yeah, Max was like, we need the visuals. And I said, but this is a podcast. He goes, I don't give a shit. This is the only way I'm singing.
I didn't sell Tim on it until I showed him that there were sparklers involved.
Once there were sparklers, you know, the kid in me came out.
Yeah. I mean, it's who doesn't love a good sparkler?
Idiots.
Yeah.
And liars.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mostly idiots and liars.
Yeah, I think
idiot
so.
Idiot liars.
There's no other, yeah. There's no other kind of people who don't love sparklers.
Speaking of idiots, tapes and scows. We've retired capes and scows. Tapes and scows classic coming your way for all the idiots who missed it originally.
Yes, we're going to go back. We're going to put the old episodes up anew for you, idiot.
Idiot, stupid idiot person. Unless you're new, then you're fine.
Yep.
If you're new, welcome.
Hi.
But everybody else, idiots.
Idiots.
Stupid idiots.
If you've listened to more than one of these episodes, idiot.
Total idiot.
We love you. Idiot.
Idiots. And
that's
Sam
all.
And Sam fucked up.
Sam really, really did a bad job there.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Yeah, not her best work. Sorry, Chris.
Fuck you, Chris. All right, so I got a movie and you got a movie, and I gotta be honest, I still have a Christmas movie.
Holy cow, it's Christmas nonstop.
It's nonstop. This is how we celebrate, definitely not December.
It's like time to put away the hoodies. It's getting warm now.
It's getting a little warm out here.
Bust out them Christmas movies.
That's right. We got to cool off with a nice Christmas movie.
If you love hoodie weather, we'll keep you in hoodies.
We will keep you needing that hoodie.
That's right.
That's right indeed. So with that in mind, Max, I don't know if you want to end Christmassy or start Christmassy.
Let's end Christmassy.
All right. Then where are you going to take us?
I'm going to take us to 2016.
Okay.
The film title is Snowden.
Snowden?
Snowden.
Snowden.
Watch this on December 9th. Of 2024, right in the Christmas season. It's 2 hours and 14 Christmassy minutes. It's a regular ass thriller, absolutely nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah, they're snowed in.
It was directed by Oliver Stone.
Oh, that guy. He was snowed in.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt plays the titular character, Mr. Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. Shailene Woodley in this film, and also Edward Snowden himself is
This
film, which is kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. I have not seen this, but I heard it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's neat. So your summary for this one is the NSA's illegal surveillance techniques are leaked to the public by one of the agency's employees, Edward Snowden, in the form of classified documents that are distributed to the press.
There you go.
So this is pretty much, I don't want to say cookie cutter biopic, but it's very, like, very much that, oh, this guy is going to start doing something in his career. We're going to follow the trajectory of his career up to where he is not in the NSA, has aspirations to join it, find out what motivated him to be in it, get in, see how terrible things actually are and how much, I don't want to say corruption, but how much questionable, line pushy kind of things the NSA does to get the information they get. And then he kind of loses his luster and allure towards the NSA and then starts to see just how dangerous things actually could be and how questionable it is, and decides to let everyone know just how pretty much illegal the NSA's surveillance has become.
Gotcha.
So it's pretty cool. It's tense. It starts off in an apartment, or it's in a hotel room with a bunch of reporters. And like, you see this crazy guy who has like all these things hanging on the walls to like deaden like internet signals, and like forces them to shut off their phones and take the batteries out. And it's like, I'm going to tell you all this stuff. And he goes through the story, and then he gives them all of the proof of the story, essentially, which is all the crazy powerful technology the NSA is using to monitor and surveil people to find, I mean, in at the end of the day, for seemingly good things. Right, trying to find terrorists, trying to monitor activity of very suspicious people or track things down that need to be done in order to save lives, but at the complete and total disruption and violation of people's basic human rights. So it's really this tale of what's right versus what's right.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty cool thing to see. If you're going to watch this movie, I think the thing to watch it for is pretty much Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Watching him go from wide-eyed, really wanting to succeed and bring his very large intellect and understanding of computers and what they're capable of doing to the NSA, and then how quickly he starts to see like what they do and how he bristles up against it, which is like, whoa, this can't be legal. It's like, well, it's really not, but at the end of the day, if you think about it, it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And it's just like, but that's not, you're not doing the right thing. It's like, yeah, but I'm like doing the wrong thing a little bit in order to do the right thing a lot.
Right.
And it's just like, but can't we just do the right thing the whole way through?
Nope. We have to hit numbers. We got to have a success rate.
We got to keep people safe. It's like, if we have to do some terrible things to some sketchy people to save good people, then we'll do that. And it's like, oof.
Right.
And you can just watch, like, his performance is really good at kind of just, you kind of see the light leave his eyes over the course of the film. And it's really impressive. I mean, we all know he's a great actor.
For sure.
There's no doubt. But he's just really good at it. The pace of this movie, though, was freaking glacial.
Oh, really?
It's like, oh my God. It's like, it toes this line between like slow and plotty and like every biopic you've ever seen that kind of follows this formula. But it's Oliver Stone, so it's interesting. There's some cool stuff to see. There's a lot of moments that help you really understand where Joseph Gordon-Levitt's coming from, and they do a nice job of using his girlfriend slash fiance slash wife to have him explain these things kind of in layman's terms a little bit, because otherwise, like, you're just hearing a lot of jargon.
Sure.
And you're seeing a lot of like binary code and stuff on the screen, which is accurate, but then he's breaking it down as to why and what this actually means. So it's really cool, but there's a lot of these, like, you have to have this like big chunk of explanatory kind of dialogue back and forth between a character and him to make sure that he can catch you up. And it's just like, that's cool. And I get it. Like, we kind of have to have this to understand the gravity of the situation, but it makes the actual scene play out so much slower. Sure. Like, there's no way they're going to have like a 45-minute conversation about what they already know in the middle of like a hunting trip together or something. You know what I mean?
Would never happen.
Right. It's just not going to be like, let me explain it. Like, two people in the field, like, let's just talk about this thing we both know what it is already.
And we're probably not allowed to talk about it.
Right. And just like, but it's just like reviewing, it'd be like, it's so weird. It's like, I don't understand. Like, it'd be like you having a conversation in the store about bags and boards. It's like, that would just never happen. Like, here's the importance of bags and boards to a comic book.
Well, they're glossy on one side. Right. And smooth on the other.
Yeah. Which side goes against the book? Which side doesn't? It's like,
depends if I like you. What answer I give you?
It's so weird. Like, it's so bizarre that kind of, but it, you need it. It's kind of just covering this material requires it, but it makes the movie just, you lose a little bit of the impact. It's really Joseph Gordon-Levitt that holds you there.
Sure.
So it's kind of cool, kind of slow. I think a lot of the bulk of what it is just, it's a little cutesy at times with like reintroducing characters from the beginning and stuff, just because they're trying to make everything easy to understand. Cause you start introducing too many characters, it gets confusing. So it's like, oh, just put this guy from the beginning in the end so that we already know him, and it's like a moment that they can share, and they can, it's like, all right, I get what you're doing, but it just doesn't make for entertaining cinema.
It's a tough movie. I don't know that I would want to try and make it.
Right. It's just long. I really truly, like, you know, I will often gripe about a pace, but I really think if they could, I think there's probably enough to not moving anything around or cutting scenes completely. I think you could easily take 12 to 15 minutes of air out of this movie.
Wow.
Okay. Like, just rip it right out and just be like, cool, the movie moves a little bit faster now. I think you need more than that to really make the pace not feel slow, but I think just with how much time they spend on little things where it's like re-explaining something again to make sure you really understand it, because it's so crucial to understanding what Snowden does and did, it's a little clunky. But I do like that they put him in at the end, because he gets in trouble, and obviously they kind of smuggle him out of the U.S. before he can get to, so they have to move him into a country with no extradition with the U.S. So I believe they move him to Russia, and they interview him, like, they, for real, in real life, they actually did an interview with him about why he did what he did.
I do remember.
Yeah. So it was cool to see that they actually put that in for real.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, that's really neat. Like, it was a nice touch. And it's so rare to see a biopic about somebody who is alive and approximately the same age as the character portraying him. It's like a few, like 10 years difference, maybe, if that. So that was really cool to see and a powerful piece to add to it. I liked the movie. Like, it was a really enjoyable film, but it's just dense for no real reason.
That sounds like Oliver Stone.
Yeah, definitely. IMDb gives us a 7.3 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato Critics, 261 critics give the 61%.
Okay.
The audience of 25,000 plus gave it 70%.
Okay.
And I'm above everybody just a hair. I gave it a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
And Sam gave it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, well, that's still good.
Yeah, it was a good movie. It's just literally, it was just so much time spent to like explain computery bits of business that it was just like, ugh.
Eh, what can you do? Well, speaking of no, this isn't that bad.
Oh, good.
But it is Christmas. It's Christmas time, everybody.
Mas Chris.
Mas Tequila. This is Santa's sleigh. The wrestler rule is in full effect for this one.
It sure is. I even know what wrestler it is before you say it.
That's right. You want to tell everybody?
No, I'll let you.
All right, then. This is from 2005. I watched this on Christmas Eve 2024. I really rang in the holidays
really
with this one.
You really did.
Yep. Me and the wife, we both watched this.
Speared in the holiday.
We speared in the holiday, baby. 1 hour, 18 minutes. Your genre is dark comedy, holiday comedy, and slasher horror.
Some of those things are not like the others.
It's pretty great.
Yeah.
Your director is David Steinman. He is more of a crew guy, and he's worked on movies such as Inspector Gadget, Castaway, and What Lies Beneath. So he's seasoned, just not as a director.
Right. Makes sense.
Cast, Bill Goldberg.
There he is.
Big Bill.
Yep.
Douglas Smith, Emily DeRavine, I think is what I wrote. Robert Culp, and Dave Thomas. Dave Thomas in there. Your movie summary, Santa Claus is actually a demon who lost a bet with an angel. So he becomes the giver of toys and happiness. But when the bet is off, he returns to his evil ways.
Uh-oh.
Pretty fun plot.
It is a pretty fun plot. It's not obviously not taking itself very seriously at
no,
all, which is good.
God, no. It's a fun movie. Basically, Goldberg is Santa. He's a giant demon. If you've ever seen Goldberg, he's massive.
He's a giant demon.
Huge. He will do every wrestling move he's got, which is three of them. He'll do all three of them in here, including some pretty good spears. I think he spears a guy through the meat counter in a deli and kills him or something. Like,
that
it's
makes
so
sense.
Silly, but fun. Goldberg looks like he's having a blast. What I like about this movie, most of the cast is Jewish on purpose.
Oh, that's fun.
They're like, oh, this would be really funny if we just cast a bunch of Jewish actors who don't do Christmas stuff.
Yeah, that's great.
They just kind of like have fun and take the piss out of it.
Right.
Which I thought was really good.
Yeah, poke fun at Christmas. Why not, right?
So most of them are. Not Dave Thomas, I don't think, but maybe a little bit. I don't know.
I like me a Dave Thomas, so it doesn't
matter. I like
Dave
Thomas. He is kind of like a shitty politician in this. He is so fun.
That's great.
He plays a scumbag really well in this.
That's great.
But you're following a kid whose uncle is kind of like crazy and everybody thinks he's nuts, but he's onto the whole thing about the Santa Claus being evil. Everybody just thinks it's tinfoil hat kind of nonsense, and he's built a bunker in their house, and he's like, I just want to date a girl. Like, can you like stop being weird? He cannot, but it turns out he's right, and Goldberg has bad dialogue on purpose, but it works so well here.
His deliveries of some of these lines are etched into my memory.
They're so good.
Yeah.
You know, Santa's sleigh will get used 1,000 times. He'll ask you who's next.
Yeah.
You better believe it. That's his wrestling catchphrase. This is just fun. If you enjoy wrestling and you want a silly Christmas thing to put on to break up all the usual fare, this works fine. It's not the greatest thing you'll ever see, but it will be fun. There are some crazy scenes in here. There's stuff blowing up left and right. There's a fun Zamboni scene, which while filming the Zamboni scene, a trailer caught on fire during the production of this movie.
Wow.
I did tell you already that most of the actors and crew were Jewish as an inside joke. What I thought was a really fun fact that I did not know is Goldberg met his wife, Wanda Ferriton, working on this movie.
Oh, wow.
And she only did the movie because she mistakenly thought they said it was Jeff Goldblum who was in the movie. So she wanted to do a movie with Jeff Goldblum, but it was Goldberg.
Holy shit.
And then she ends up married to the guy.
Comedic misunderstanding
leads to marriage, and I think they have at least one kid together.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Isn't that wild, though?
That is awesome.
Pretty funny. But yeah, I thought that was really silly. It's a fun movie. It's very dumb, very silly, and I think everybody should watch it. We don't have to spend a lot of time here, but it was good. It was fun.
At a small wrestling event when I was younger, I got to meet Goldberg.
Ooh.
Remember Goldberg?
Of course I do. He came out with sparklers. That's why, again, everybody loves that.
Yeah, sparklers.
Sparklers is the answer.
Yeah, Goldberg.
Goldberg is the answer.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder what he's doing right now. Probably the same shit.
Probably.
I hope so.
Yeah, why not? Go Goldberg.
Some armory somewhere.
Yeah.
Good for you, Goldberg.
Get him.
That's right. I hope he goes in the Hall of Fame one day.
That'd be wild.
Be epic. But yeah, this is a fun movie. That's largely it, man. There's not much here. It's Goldberg murdering people.
I think you've talked about this more than any other human in existence already, so nicely done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You earned it. Well, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Which Christmas movie is next?
We'll find out.
But first, IMDb gave this a 5.4.
Okay.
Rotten Tomato critics, five of them gave it 40%.
Okay.
The audience, 5,000 plus, gave it 44%.
Okay.
This has a wife score and a me score. Do you want to guess who gave it more? Keep in mind, we're pretty hammered and it's Christmas Eve.
I'm going to say you gave it a higher score because a wrestler was in it.
You are correct. I give this a 5.5.
Okay.
And the wife gave it a 5.
Fair enough.
She had fun watching it.
Good.
I'm pretty sure a reindeer blows up at a point.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Merry Christmas.
Dumpling.
Breakfast dumpling. Dee dee ba pow.